Dear friends, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord bless you. I have a great privilege of having with me here Brother Ewell Frank, all the way from Germany, from the International Christian Center, based in the city of Krefeld, Germany. May the Lord bless you, and we trust that this telecast is going to be of a blessing to you. And I have a number of scriptures here, in fact two scriptures of introduction before I get Brother Frank to talk to us. And the first one is actually 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 from verse 1. And it reads on this wise. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And the second scripture is found in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 48. Here it was Paul speaking. After expanding a little bit on the Word of God, here he said, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the Word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. So, this is what it is all about even today. It's all about glorifying the Word of God. And there are many churches today saying glory to God, but yet they flout, they sabotage, they disregard, and exhibit scant respect to the Word of God. Now, Brother Frank, could you please tell us how important it is to glorify God's Word and to believe as God said, as the Scriptures have said?
This I have said many times, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. A true man of God respects every word of God the same way.
Amen.
If the Lord God would stand just there talking to him. If you don't have the direct respect towards every word of God, you will never receive the revelation thereof. So all starts with a true fear, not just fearing, but respect. Respect towards God and His Word. And this includes that no scripture is of any private interpretation. God makes promises and then He fulfills what He promised.
Praise the Lord. It's such a clear answer. And also in the book of John chapter 7, if we turn to the book of John chapter 7, over there Jesus says, if ye believe in me, as the scripture have said. John chapter 7. And this verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Could you please, brother, expand on that?
Yes, with this, very clearly, everything that was written in the Old Testament, it's very important to know. If you read the term scripture in the New Testament, the New Testament was now about to be written, but the Old Testament was already written. So when our Lord said, if you believe in me, mm-hmm. as the scripture says, mm-hmm. he only refers to the Old Testament mm-hmm. because the Old Testament showed forth what he is going to do in his plan of salvation, mm-hmm. and the New Testament confirms what he promised and confirms what actually has taken place. Mm-hmm. So Old and New Testament belong harmoniously together. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Frank, in the face of such a great confusion in Christianity, how can one be sure that they have truly met the Lord Jesus of the Bible? Because as Paul shows also, there are many Jesuses being preached. There are many demonic doctrines being presented in the name of Christianity. How can one be sure that they've met the true Lord Jesus Christ of the Bible?
First of all, beloved brothers and sisters, you cannot just come into the kingdom of God mm-hmm. and say, good morning, Lord. Now I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Any ministry connected to the plan of salvation, mm-hmm. a man called for such a ministry will receive direct instructions of what the Lord wants him to do. Mm-hmm. Like Noah, he received precise instructions mm-hmm. how big, how small, how large everything in the ark should be built. Mm-hmm. Moses received all the instructions of everything pertaining to the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Whatever had to be done. And if you read about the prophet Malachi, there is the promise that God would send somebody, but that one mm-hmm. whom God sent was divinely appointed. Mm-hmm. But one more scripture for that is 1 Kings 17 and 18. Mm-hmm. Elijah did all according to the word
Amen.
The Lord had spoken to him.
Amen.
So first you must receive a direct commission from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And beloved, I'm not here to give my testimony, mm-hmm. but this is as true as God lives.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord called me on Monday, April the 2nd, mm-hmm. 1962,
mm-hmm.
and always to me, he always spoke and speaks in the German language,
mm-hmm.
but saying these words, my servant, your time for this city mm-hmm. will soon be over.
Mm-hmm.
I will send you to other cities to preach my word.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, with one blow, I was on the carpet mm-hmm. from the impact of that voice.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came back to myself and could stand on my feet, I looked again towards the window
mm-hmm.
and I said these words, dear Lord, they will not hear me.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all things in plenty.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready to listen. Just then the Lord spoke the second time, my servant, the time will come when they will hear you, store in food,
mm-hmm.
for a great famine is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Then thou shalt stand amidst the people to give out the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And because I misunderstood, as you know, Germany and our history in 1960 and 1961, many problems. Cuba crisis, German crisis, Berlin Wall
mm-hmm.
was built. We were all in tension what would happen next. And we put natural groceries in store.
Mm-hmm.
But no tragedy came.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a flight to Brother Branham
mm-hmm.
to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Brother Frank, you misunderstood. You thought there will be a natural food
mm-hmm.
and you stored in natural food. But God will send a famine to hear his words.
Amen.
And the food you're to put in store is the promised word of God
mm-hmm.
for this day. And it's kept in the sermons which are being taped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
But the final two things the Lord said on April the 2nd, mm-hmm. 1962, my servant, mm-hmm. don't publish a songbook, mm-hmm. for it is a sign of a denomination. Mm-hmm. And the last thing the Lord said, do not establish local churches. Mm-hmm. I can only come and go, but you are here and you are responsible for local churches. Mm-hmm. I'm just going and coming, coming and going, mm-hmm. sharing the true word of God with all the earth. Mm-hmm. I hope I've made this plain. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Frank, we also have, as you all know too well, that many churches are getting together and all of them claiming to be united for Jesus Christ and that all of them are part of the bride and yet believing different doctrines and contradicting each other and yet joining also together in a so-called, like, forming the body of Christ. What are your views on that? Or,
as I also,
or what do you say from the Word of God?
As I also said a number of times, there's only one true church of the living God.
Praise the Lord.
There's only one bride of Christ. Mm-hmm. And just as Eve was taken out of Adam, mm-hmm. and brought back to him, presented to him, so the side of our Lord was opened at the cross of Calvary, mm-hmm. and redemption has taken place by the blood.
Praise the Lord.
And the bride of Christ is redeemed by the blood. Mm-hmm. And as the Apostle Paul puts it in Ephesians chapter 5, flesh of his flesh, mm-hmm. and bone of his bone, the same word. We are sons and daughters of God, mm-hmm. born by the same Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And as Christ, our Lord, the Savior, was the promised seed, mm-hmm. so we are the seed of God. And you can read it three times in Psalms 22, mm-hmm. in Psalms 89, mm-hmm. in Isaiah 53, and his seed will serve him.
Praise the Lord.
So actually, there's only one bride, mm-hmm. one seed, mm-hmm. one promised word of God for this day. Mm-hmm. So there are many directions, but not in the message. Mm-hmm. All the different directions are outside the message.
Praise the Lord.
Inside the message, and everybody should know this, absolutely means to be in the Word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Not one interpretation. Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, up to this day, I've not given a single interpretation. Mm-hmm. I just preached the Word of God, mm-hmm. as I was told. And secondly, I translated all sermons, mm-hmm. of Brother Branham, mm-hmm. and everybody can read those sermons and enjoy the spiritual food.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Now, in connection to that, Brother Frank, Brother Branham also presented to us the three sins that a man can commit towards the Word of God. I know the sins of the flesh, we run from them, and, you know, many people focus on that, but yet these three things, you should not misplace the word, you should not interpret the word or give a private interpretation to the word, and yet many people don't seem to pay too much attention to these things. Could you expand a little bit on that?
Well, I'm not here to judge what others are doing. Mm-hmm. And we cannot prevent it. We cannot prevent it. But it shows directly whether somebody is called, mm-hmm. by the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To the ministry. Mm-hmm. If he is, he will only share the Word of God.
Praise the Lord.
He will not explain Scripture. Mm-hmm. He will not explain what Brother Branham said. Mm-hmm. He will just leave all things where and how they are, mm-hmm. and leave it to God to reveal it. Mm-hmm. Here I could say many, many things because I'm aware of the things which are now going on. The prophet said, the prophet said, the prophet said. But what does the Scripture say? Mm-hmm. And there are so many, misunderstandings, mm-hmm. but not in the body of Christ,
praise the Lord.
Not in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who is in the Word of God, is in the will of God, will never misunderstand what the prophet said, not misunderstand what our Lord said, but will have the right understanding by the grace of God.
Praise the Lord. Now, from the scripture of introduction that we did read, especially Acts chapter 13, verse 48, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Brother Frank, could you elaborate a little bit on this, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed?
Yes. It means what it says and says what it means.
Praise the Lord.
As many as were ordained to eternal life,
mm-hmm.
they believed, they respected the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
And as we understand, first the preaching went to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And our Lord even said, don't go to the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
I only sent you to the lost sheep of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But when the scripture was fulfilled, that our Lord would become a light for the Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 42, Isaiah chapter 49,
mm-hmm.
then Paul was using this scripture and say, now we turn from you Jews
mm-hmm.
to the Gentiles
mm-hmm.
because it is written.
Praise the Lord.
He based his decision on the promised word of God from the prophet Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
So all who were ordained from the Jews or from the Gentiles believed the word of God.
What if somebody claims to be an elect and he remains in unbelief?
That's impossible. Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely impossible to be in unbelief and disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly are a child of God, you will be in obedience in respect to the word of
Praise
God.
Praise the Lord.
And also truly believing every word of God. Because our Lord said, ye shall know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my word is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the teacher that sets you free.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Lord who sends his word. And the moment you believe his word, the power of God is manifested with you
Amen.
And in you. Mm-hmm. And you see the result of what God has done and because you believe.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Now finally, Brother Frank, could you please tell us what is wrong with a denomination? What is a denomination?
Well, as I said at the beginning in my testimony, when the Lord directly commanded me, don't establish local churches
mm-hmm.
and don't publish a songbook.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that all denominations, Lutherans, Baptists, and Pentecostals, and Methodists, and Salvation Army, all have their own songbooks.
Mm-hmm.
They are known by their songbooks and by what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even in the message, they are joining one another,
mm-hmm.
and they have books and even songbooks, mm-hmm. But every church locally must decide for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are not joining in a denomination
mm-hmm.
because Brother Branham said, from this revival will not come a denomination, but the bride of Christ will be called out and be prepared for the return of Christ. So there's no headquarter in this message. Of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Headquarters are only in denominations.
Praise the Lord.
Our headquarter is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Is in heaven.
Praise the Lord.
Even the mission center in Crayford, we're not a headquarter.
Praise the Lord.
We just serve the Lord according to the commission He gave unto us. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Frank, talking about this message and the confusion that is also happening, sadly, in the message. What group are you in? Or what group do you support? Because even what has happened with denomination is also happening also within the message. People believing different doctrines, and yet they are joining together, believing to go to the same heaven, believing to be with the, expecting to be with the Lord Jesus, and yet here contradicting and fighting each other.
What should I say? It is a tragedy, and my heart is torn to pieces.
Oh God.
Every day, receiving so many emails from all over the earth, mm-hmm. always people coming up with new revelations about thunders and this and that, asking me. But such a confusion, I say again, is not in the message.
Praise the Lord.
But is being caused by brethren who think they should be having a ministry, but are not directly called by the Lord. Mm-hmm. They just think that they must do this. But here is also a true sign. If anybody at this time is called to the ministry. Mm-hmm. Like in the days of Paul, he would not be against Paul. Mm-hmm. He would be with Paul.
Praise the Lord.
He would not be against John the apostle. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Diotrephes. Mm-hmm. You know Diotrephes?
Yes.
In John 3? Mm-hmm. In John 3? Mm-hmm. He was a man in a local church, not receiving the man of God, mm-hmm. John, mm-hmm. the great apostle, who went to the Isle of Patmos, mm-hmm. and received all the revelations. Even him, Diotrephes, did not receive. So what was it? Mm-hmm. Well, who was he? He was not placed by God. Mm-hmm. He placed himself and thought, I'm the leader here, and I don't need to receive this true man of God. Mm-hmm. So it is today. I'm not speaking of myself, mm-hmm. but if it is true, and it is true, that the Lord has given me a ministry, mm-hmm. for the body of Christ to take the true message of God, mm-hmm. to the ends of the earth, every brother who is in this message, mm-hmm. will not be against Brother Frank. Mm-hmm. He will rejoice in the Lord.
Praise
and
the Lord.
Partake in the ministry that is going on right now. Mm-hmm. Just, it's very simple, mm-hmm. very simple.
Praise the Lord. Now, there are many people even doubting your connection to Brother Branham, but
no problem. We know
it's a false. We know it's false because we ourselves, by God's grace, believed also in this message of the hour. Thank God for your ministry. And now, Brother Branham, when he was in Switzerland, I believe, he was wanting to go to return to Africa. And then the Lord showed him a great vision. And he saw a great eagle, German eagle, flying across Africa. And we don't see any other German citizen that befits, or we can point that truly this is the man. But are you that German eagle?
Oh, my friend. Well, I'm just a German by nationality, but I'm not even born in Germany. But anyway, by the grace of God, when Brother Branham was in Zurich, Switzerland, in June 1955. The Lord showed him the German eagle flying through Africa. Mm. So the Lord opened my heart and opened the door to Africa. Mm-hmm. And there is no continent on earth, mm-hmm. like the African continent, mm-hmm. where God has called and chosen, mm-hmm. multiplied thousands, I repeat, mm-hmm. in no other continent has God called
Praise
so
the
many,
Lord.
Because it was Brother Branham's desire to return to Africa, mm-hmm. to bring these people back to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he could not go anymore. Into his passport, even in 1965, there was a stamp put into the passport cannot participate in religious services only for hunting trip.
Mm-hmm.
But when the time came, God used me to go to Africa, mm-hmm. to go and to share with millions in Africa. I shared the word of God with millions, not only with hundreds and thousands,
mm-hmm.
but with millions. And the harvest is great.
Mm-hmm.
God bless the African continent.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Brother Frank, just from observation, there is a move happening in the Pentecostal churches, and you know, not long ago it was known under the name of Toronto Blessing, and people laughing, and they are calling it the anointing of laughter, falling on the back, and all these things. What does the Word of God say on those things?
Well, this is going on for many, many years. It's nothing new. Pensacola and Toronto and all these special things. But what do we have in the scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
It says, on that day, many will come unto me and saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have we not done all these great things?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord will say, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
There are different things. One is the anointing,
mm-hmm.
which comes like the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Branham saw the two things.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the wheat field,
mm-hmm.
and he also saw the tares growing in the same field.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw both were yearning for rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the clouds came and the rain came,
mm-hmm.
and both the wheat and the tares were rejoicing, saying, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
praise the Lord. It's the seed. It is the seed
mm-hmm.
that counts.
Mm-hmm.
And we must be the true seed of the Word of God
mm-hmm.
at this time. Not only the anointing,
mm-hmm.
which comes generally like the rain,
mm-hmm.
but the true sons and daughters of God receive the Holy Spirit.
Praise
and they are being led, not only anointed,
mm-hmm.
being led by the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
into the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. What about the falling on the back and the laughter? And, you know, it almost becomes like hysteric. You know, can the Spirit of God do such a thing?
It is man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Every person in Bible days fell on the face.
Mm-hmm.
There is not one,
praise the Lord,
in Bible days
mm-hmm.
who fell on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Before God, everyone fell on his face.
Praise the Lord.
And so a true experience
mm-hmm.
with the Lord is not by somebody pushing
mm-hmm.
someone. I was in one of those meetings, actually in three altogether, in Taipei, in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and one somewhere in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
just to see what is actually
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they just push, and behind the person stands somebody
mm-hmm.
just to catch them and to lay them on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's imitation, has got nothing to do with God. It is man-made.
Mm-hmm.
So we return to the Word and to the original blessings of God at this time.
Praise the Lord. Now there are millions of believers, and some of them are even calling themselves born-again Christians. But they've never been baptized biblically in the water. And some are even claiming, others are claiming that water baptism is not necessary, that now we are living in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, and the only thing preachers are doing is pray for them and they lead them into the sinner's prayer and then say from the pulpit, now after reciting that prayer, you are born again. Is that true, biblically speaking?
No. There are, again, the scriptures, and we must read.
Mm-hmm.
One is receiving salvation by believing in Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
that he redeemed us
mm-hmm.
and reconciled us with God.
Mm-hmm.
The other is to be born again
mm-hmm.
And you can only be born again by receiving a seed.
Praise the Lord.
Like a natural birth. You cannot have a birth because it rains or because the wind blows. You must have a uniting in love.
Praise the Lord.
You must have a seed. And then the seed comes forth and also the life. And that's why you read in James chapter 1, verse 18, born again by the seed of the word of God. And 1 Peter 1, verse 23, born again by the seed of the word of God. First, the seed must be placed into our soul. And then the Holy Spirit comes upon the seed to bring forth the new life. Just like Christ, when the angel Gabriel gave the promise to Mary, then only the seed, the promised seed, became flesh. The word was made flesh.
Praise
the
Lord.
Moment Mary received that promise, the Holy Spirit came upon her and the Son of God was born. The moment we receive the word of promise, the Holy Spirit comes upon us
and
creates the new life in us. And we're born again, true sons and daughters of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, what is happening also in connection with Pentecostal churches, selling the oil, the holy water, you know, almost we can see like these churches are going back to their mother. Could you elaborate on that?
We need not to say much about it because in recent weeks, we could know by all the news how the Pope had fellowship with Pentecostals in Texas and Mr. Copeland and even now, just outside Naples, the Pope visited the large Pentecostal church asking for forgiveness. So this is the time, because now we have over 550 million Pentecostals and Charismatics. So this is the final, or it was the last move. And this last move must return to the Mother Church. But before this final process will be done, the calling out is given.
Praise the Lord.
Hear my people come out from among them. And therefore, we don't return to Rome. We return to Jerusalem.
Praise the Lord.
To the original teachings of the apostles, the same foundation, one faith, one Lord, one baptism.
Praise the Lord. And also we have another question in connection with the message. What is the message? And what is the goal of the message? The message of the hour.
Well, this we have also mentioned many, many times. Like at the beginning of the New Testament, God confirmed His word and the prophecy from the Old Testament became a reality. John the Baptist had the message of the hour, preparing the ways of the Lord, bringing the people together with the Lord. In the same way, it is now. Believing the word of God promised for this day is the true message of the hour.
Praise the Lord.
It's not only Matthew 24:14, this gospel shall be preached as a witness to all nations, and then the end will be. But there's also the direct commission. I will send you Elijah the prophet.
Praise the Lord.
Before this day comes, before salvation is over, before the day of grace finishes, I will send you someone to bring back the hearts of God's people to God, as in the days of Elijah. And there's one important verse in 1 Kings 18, verse 37, and the Lord turned the hearts back to him, not the heads, mm-hmm. not the heads. Mm-hmm. Too many who say they believe the message, they have the head full. No, God turns our hearts mm-hmm. and he brings our hearts back to him and to his word, mm-hmm. believing the message of the hour. Ye, my people, come out from among them and be separate. And then we understand God is one. God mm-hmm. is one. In praise heaven, he's our Father.
Yeah.
On earth, he manifests himself in his only begotten Son, mm-hmm. in the church, in the Holy Spirit, and also the baptism. The Lord gave the commission to baptize into the name. Mm-hmm. Before I can baptize into the name, I must know the name. Mm-hmm. So what is the name? God himself revealed and manifested himself in which name? Thou shalt call his name Jesus, mm-hmm. for he will save his people from their sins. Mm-hmm. There's no other name under heaven given by which people must be saved except Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So the name in which God revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
And every person from the day of Pentecost was baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's praise Bible. The that's the Holy Scripture. Mm-hmm. That's the Word of God. And therefore, the message of the hour is bringing us back to the original teachings of the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. I do believe that, Brother Frank.
Yes.
Brother Branham also made a declaration that the first Adam was given a bride, but this bride defiled herself. And he said, the last bride will not spoil or defile her skirts by false doctrines. So what is your last exhortation to all those who have believed the message and they believe to be the bride, and yet some of them have already started defiling their own skirts, you know, by wrong doctrine? So do you have a word of exhortation to
this? We have also mentioned many times. Mm-hmm. No lie originates with the truth.
Praise the Lord.
Truth has ever been truth mm-hmm. and forever will be truth.
Praise the Lord.
And whatever the enemy adds or takes away or interprets is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And from the beginning, Satan used what God had said to Adam and gave his interpretation mm-hmm. to Eve. Mm-hmm. And she believed not what God said to Adam, mm-hmm. but she believed what Satan said about what God said mm-hmm. to Adam. And only one word, the word not, was added, and the whole fall was already there.
Mm-hmm.
So we must respect the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And brothers, I'm not judging, but I'm responsible mm-hmm. before God.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible for someone to believe the thunders here and the thunders there and the return ministry and the Lord has already come and the time of grace is over, mm-hmm. mercy seated. There are so many false teachings.
So many.
But they're not in the bride.
Praise the Lord.
They're
praise
not the in Lord. The bride.
Praise the Lord.
They're outside. Mm-hmm. They're outside. Mm-hmm. They're outside the Word of God. Mm-hmm. They're outside the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I must always emphasize, we must take all things back to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brother Branham many times spoke in the past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the prophecies are in the past tense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the book of Revelation, John already saw the holy city coming down,
mm-hmm.
and it has not yet come down.
Mm-hmm.
He's already seen all these things.
It's true.
And Brother Branham speaks in such a way that if you don't have the true revelation, mm-hmm. you can believe, oh, the time of mercy is over,
mm-hmm.
Mercy seated. But if you go back to the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
you know that to the last moment, our Lord remains there.
Praise the Lord.
And the grace of God will be with us
mm-hmm.
until we are taken up, even about the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. When they say the Lord has come in 1963, why did Brother Branham in November 65 say, I greet all who wait for the coming of the Lord in New York and in all the different cities? Mm-hmm. There are so many misunderstandings, mm-hmm. but they're outside the message.
Praise the Lord.
Not inside the message. Mm-hmm. Some believe the return ministry, the word of Brandon will come. No, no, no. No, just believe what the word of God says. Leave all the rest to God. Mm-hmm. So because I'm so strict, I have to be, and so straight, I have to be. Mm-hmm. All these brothers who teach various doctrines, mm-hmm. they are against me. Mm-hmm. And one brother was writing an email, Brother Frank, all don't agree with each other, but when it comes as far as you are concerned, they all hate you mm-hmm. with a deadly hatred. Mm-hmm. But I love them all. Mm-hmm. I just don't love their teachings mm-hmm. because they're not biblical. Mm-hmm. But I've got nothing against any brother. Mm-hmm. I would walk by foot if I could help a brother. Yes. So I say this finally. Only the word of God remains forever.
Praise the Lord.
And those who are ordained to eternal life, mm-hmm. and those who are from the beginning ordained to be in the bride, they will stay in the word.
Praise the Lord.
Because sanctification can only take place if you are in the word of mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. And even the sealing by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's a difference between anointing
Praise the Lord.
And sealing. Mm-hmm. Many are anointed, but the sealing, according to Ephesians chapter 1, mm-hmm. verse 13, can only take place after we have received the word of truth.
Praise the Lord.
Then we are sealed by the Spirit of promise mm-hmm. after having received the word of truth. Mm-hmm. So sealing cannot take place in all these doctrines and things which are going on outside the message. No, back to the word of God and back to the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We are so blessed by everything that has been said here, and especially myself, I'm really blessed. But I've got also another question. In connection to your ministry, could you elaborate a little bit on how the Lord called you? And another question also, have you done everything according to what God ordained you to do?
Yes, it's always easier to speak about the things God has done in the ministry of Brother Branham mm-hmm. and not referring to the small part God has allowed me to have in this ministry. Mm-hmm. But as certain and true as God lives, mm-hmm. Brother Branham, I met him a number of times, as I said, in the meetings. It was such a privilege God had given to me.
Praise the Lord.
I just knew from the first day, mm-hmm. that this is a main sin from God. Mm-hmm. But when on June the 11th, 1958, mm-hmm. Brother Branham said in Dallas, Texas, at the Voice of Healing Convention, mm-hmm. after our conversation, Brother Frank, you will return to Germany mm-hmm. with this message. Mm-hmm. But the main part was in December 1962, when he directly explained about the spiritual food. Mm-hmm. And when he said, please wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. Mm-hmm. And this was in December 62. So I waited for the time to come to give out the spiritual food. But then, beloved brothers, and maybe sisters were also here, The moment William Branham was taken to glory, it was on December the 24th, and I shall never forget it, because it's my birthday. It's my birthday. And also I call God to be my witness. It was about a quarter to 11 in the evening, European time, German time, when I saw Brother Branham going up on a cloud. And in that vision, I said, Brother Branham, you're not the Son of Man. Why do I see you going up on this cloud? He was in his suit, leaning over, or being on that cloud and just moving up slowly. And you know what happened? I never heard about his accident. I never heard. I live in Germany. But then it was precisely the moment the Lord had taken him to glory. And then, I also mentioned this before somewhere, when the funeral had taken place on April the 11th, 1966, when I returned to my hotel room, I just sat down. I wept and wept and wept and could not sing. They were singing, Only Believe, Only Believe, for more than 2 hours. I could not sing. I was weeping. I was praying. I said, Lord, please tell me, how can the bride be prepared without this ministry you gave to your servant and prophet? I was just talking to the Lord like this. But when I returned to the hotel, I just had sat down. And the peace of God that passes all understanding filled my heart.
Praise the Lord.
And this time, it was not a voice, but it spoke in my heart. Now your time has come. Now you will take this message to the ends of the earth. And I had a good job. I was working and preaching at the same time. I was working for NATO, for the German government. But when I returned, I gave my notice and I started the international ministry. But you wanted to know the date. The date the Lord had spoken to me about Matthew 24. I've written it into my Bible. It was on Sunday, the 19th of September, 1976, in Edmonton, Canada, where I stayed with the Wittmeyer family. And on the Saturday, Brother Bablitz came to me. They were sending out also the literature. And he just said, on that Saturday around 10 in the morning, Brother Frank, we find Brother Branham's ministry in the Bible, but please tell us, is your ministry in the Bible? And I just said, shut up, please stop, shut up. I thought he's going to, you know, to just, But the next morning, I called God to be my judge.
Praise the Lord.
The next morning, I had fully dressed and was reaching over to get my Bible to read, when the voice of the Lord said, my servant,
praise the Lord,
I ordained you according to Matthew chapter 24,
praise the
verse
Lord.
45 to 47, to give out the food
praise
that
the
was
Lord.
Put in store. So I do this in the name of the Lord,
praise the
according
Lord.
To a divine commission given by the Lord
praise
and
the
confirmed
Lord.
By God's prophet William Branham. And all over the earth, it is known that my ministry is directly connected to Brother Branham's ministry as nobody else's ministry on the face of the earth. And all who are ordained of God to have part in the ministry now, they will not be against Brother Branham or against Brother Frank. They will say that Brother Branham and Brother Frank say the same thing
praise
and
the Lord.
Believe the same thing and a part in sharing the true word of God.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. There are also those who say, we don't have any problem with Brother Frank.
Okay.
As long as he stops writing his own books. Now, what do you say to them? Maybe just, you know, some are just confused. Maybe a clarification from you can also help them. Say, so we've already got the message books. Why is he also writing a few books?
Well, it goes with a ministry. Mm-hmm. It goes with a ministry. Now, for instance, if Brother Branham preached a sermon, mm-hmm. and he preached about 1,200 sermons, and sometimes he preached for 2 hours and a few times for more than 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But finally, beloved brothers, we have to come to the point, and where Brother Branham mm-hmm. might use two or three scriptures, mm-hmm. I use 20 or 30 mm-hmm. scriptures to put everything right with the Word of God, to let everybody know on the face of the earth that this is not something moving in the air, but it's put on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, put straight into and with the Word of God. So my aim is to help people to understand within a short way the Word of God and the many things the Lord has revealed to Brother Branham.
Praise
There's
the
not one point against William Branham Praise in all my writings.
Praise the Lord.
Not one.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you, and we trust that it's been a blessing to all of you. Praise the Lord.
Yes. God bless you all and be with you all.
Amen.
Until we meet.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you, brother.
Amen.